Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What's good, baby? What's good? What's good? What's good? Hope you had a wonderful weekend, man. I can't lie. I kind of miss it. Hey. Now, we can't bastardize the record. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I miss it a little.
Yeah, man. Playoffs ain't the same without
watching that boys, sorry ass team in New Orleans.
Hey, that's a waste of time. That's a waste of time.
I get pissed off watching them. Like, why y'all? Like, y'all beat us?
Bro, they out there looking like the little sisters of the poor. That's a waste of time, man.
We miss you, Zell. I mean, we got Zell right here.
Yeah, we do got Zell.
We got Zell right. I'm just saying, I miss this.
Absolutely. Zell got a mini mansion album coming out.
Yeah, I saw that, man. That crew. I laughed when Zell sent us the video. I was like, hey, one, this is fire. Two, they got a white guy in there. They got a girl in there.
They got the ASAP crew.
They got the whole squad in there, man. Zell can, man, that whole crew can go.
Yeah, man. They
That's
doing,
good stuff.
They doing what they do for Sacramento, man. Always got love for that, man. Young Zell, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, shout out to our boy Young Zell. Shout out to Good Kid Dad City.
Oh, yeah.
He sent me some stuff. It was late last week.
His son is an artist.
Man, he sent me some stuff. He sent me some fire.
His son was on the what was he on the stage when we was for
Eric Bellinger.
Yeah, that's right. He was performing before
Eric Bellinger. Yeah,
good look.
Man. He sent me he said it's his stepson. Yeah, he sent me a couple. Yeah, man.
It's a good look. I ain't heard the new stuff, but I remember hearing him at concerts in the park, and it's a good look.
Man, we are happy you are here with us. We got a lot to talk about, man. We're going to have fun today. We're going to have fun every day. And we just might make up stuff like Stephen A. Smith does.
Can we get the audio? Do we have the capability? I can pull it up.
The of Stephen A. lying through his ass? Yeah. Get that. It's
come on, man.
D'Lo and KC. It's the March 29th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Yes, sir. We in here, man. We are in here. Appreciate you so much for being with us. We got Kyle Mattson's going to join us. I know it's a little out of the norm, but we're going to utilize his services. We'll talk the 49ers draft now that it is complete with the – our 49ers insider from Niners Wire and Candlestick Chronicles, and of course the insiders, Kyle Mattson, coming up here in just about 10 minutes. And then next hour, our man Scott Colbranson's going to be with us.
Man, we got to show the Raiders a little love, man. It was getting active during the draft process. So
I like what the Raiders love. did mostly. It's just still there's just one little piece that's like, what is this?
Yeah.
What does this mean?
I mean, and you know, I'm not like super draft guy, you know what I mean? Like everybody's got their scouting reports and their mock drafts. That's not really what I do. But I did like, obviously, you know, I like Bowers. Brock.
Yeah.
He
Brock.
And I like the kid out of Mississippi State. They got the corner.
Yep.
I like him too, man.
Yeah, so. they got a couple of again, I think they had a really good draft reading up on all of the guys that they drafted. You know, it feels like their first three picks were like monster home runs. It's just, and we'll talk to Scott about this, like, what does this mean for the quarterback position? Mm. Like, does it mean you're content? Does it mean you're just accepting? Like, the old cleat, it is what it is? Like, is that what we're talking about here? But do you have the audio of Stephen A? It appears
ready.
You have the audio of Stephen A just talking out of his ass on live television.
Hold on, let me pull it. This is Stephen A. Smith this morning on First Take.
From what I'm being told, I don't know if it'll ever happen, Devin Booker wants to be in New York. That's what I'm being told. Now, he might deny it.
Look at Shannon's face.
Spoken to him. Right. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Yo, that's the killer. Hold on. That's the killer.
Spoken to him. Right. I'm just telling you what I'm being told. Now, he might deny it. I haven't spoken to him.
Right.
I'm just telling you, the scuttlebutt in the NBA circles is that brother want to be in New York.
You want to be in New York.
Okay. So if you're Phoenix, you got at least two people, probably three, who all getting paid about $150 million.
You know what's crazy about that? You know what I heard? I heard Kevin Durant want to be in Sacramento. Yeah. I ain't talked to him. And he might deny it.
That's a scuttlebutt.
I mean, he might deny it, but I heard Kevin Durant want to be in Sacramento.
that's a scuttlebutt.
Yeah. Y'all tweet it. Like, KD, that's what they be saying. Oh, there it is.
I'm
okay. Hashtag King. Hashtag King. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. Just saying stuff for no reason whatsoever. And it just happens to be New York. What a coinkydink. It just happens to be in New York that Devin Booker wants to play in. Come on, man.
Well,
just foolishness.
Who wouldn't?
I got a lot of respect for Stephen A. Smith, but come on, man. What are you doing?
That was crazy.
And I get it.
That was crazy.
That was incredible.
He might deny it. I haven't talked to him.
I don't know. I'm really just talking. I'm podding here with Shannon, for those that didn't see the clip, Shannon turned and looked at the camera like, okay, this dude, okay. And that's the stuff that's going to happen, right, when your season ends in disappointing fashion.
That was crazy. I was dead wrong about Phoenix. I thought they was built for the playoffs, and they were built to go home.
They were built for Cancun or Galveston, Texas, I guess, wherever Chuck was trying to send the Pelicans. But yeah, it's a bad look for Phoenix. And let's be clear. I understand how this works, especially when you have Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker on your team, mm-hmm. and you have a real loudmouth owner. Like, I have a big problem what's going on in Phoenix right now.
Pieces are coming out on him, too.
Well,
hit quotes.
So I think a lot of it is, I think different camps are firing at each other. Where you think?
That's right. We know this. I don't know what's going on with Matt Ishbia, but we know how this goes down.
And where you think all of this Frank Vogel stuff is coming from.
Mm.
Now all of this Matt Ishbia stuff is out. It's like, okay, hey, buddy, from people who have been through this, you've got to scrub your office clean.
Yeah.
You've got some people in that organization working against you. Also, shut the hell up.
Well, there's that too.
Because
you don't have to keep saying
it. Is very transparent that this Frank Vogel stuff is coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to fire Frank Vogel, then fire him.
Yeah.
You don't put all of this stuff out there before the game. Yeah, Frank Vogel had to answer questions about his future before game four.
Mm.
And now you got, he's going to be evaluated. Yo, fire him or don't.
Right.
But putting all of this stuff out there doesn't help you. It doesn't help your organization, And it sure as hell doesn't help your coach. If the objective is to win, figure out what's best for winning and get out of Shams' DMs or texts or wherever you're at.
Why do these things always happen? It's not just Matt Ishbia. It happens in every instance.
Because they want to get ahead of the story.
But, no, you're right. That's why. But isn't there just unbelievable proof, because it happens every time, there's pushback every time, that this doesn't help anything?
You're right.
Like, they do it every time, every owner, every GM, every single time, and it never helps anything. All it does is bring more questions into the focus.
Particularly every new owner, particularly every new general manager, particularly every new I'm in charge of the basketball department. Mm. Because you want everybody to know, hey, I'm running things now. Hey, I'm in charge. Hey, things are going to be different. This organization is coming off a sad sack of an owner. And, oh, no, that's not going to be the case with me. I'm not going to stand by and let this stuff happen. Mm. And so, therefore, I'm going to put out stories about my head coach before the most important game of the season that he's going
to
coach.
Hey, man, these people are rich, and they did certain things to get rich.
Well, you would know. Just looking at that shirt, I can't even read that shirt.
I mean, wait a minute, what are we talking about? You're the Off-White King. What are you talking about?
Exactly. What does that say? I can't even read it. That is just incredible work right there.
You're the Off-White King. What are we talking about?
I'm taking that as a light-skinned joke.
Off-White King. You're the Off-White King.
Well, no, that's Dante DiVincenzo anyways. But in any event, you know what really sucks about it? And again, I get it. With a team like that, this was the point I was trying to make 10 minutes ago, and I kind of messed up. Mm. I get it. Man, the story last night is Anthony Edwards.
Mm.
The story to me, Ant-Man.
Yes.
Second story, all of those Timberwolves. So that was the first series that the Minnesota Timberwolves have won in two decades.
Yeah, it was like 2004 against the Kings.
That team, all of the Rudy Gobert jokes, all of the trade jokes, all of ruining the trade market, all of those different things. You look at them now, and it's not like, oh, look how crappy Phoenix is. Mm. At least that's not what it should be. Mm. It's like, hey, Minnesota's legit.
Yes.
And the guy in the league?
Come on, he's there.
Is on that team.
He's there. He's.
It's not Tyrese.
No.
It's not Tatum. Mm-mm. It's not.
It's not Luka. I'll go ahead and say.
It's not Luka. It's pick your favorite. Anthony Edwards is the NBA right now.
I'm telling you right now, and I think you're in agreement with this. Moving forward, it's about to be Wimby and Ant.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm.
It's Wimby and Ant, then everybody else can get the scraps. It's those two. Ant is, nah, bro.
Absolutely insane.
Man. He is something else. And he plays on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he's cold.
He hits that turnaround fadeaway, that kind of, put things on ice almost. And then he came back down. Booker tried to get the dunk. He said, get that out of here. Met him at the rim. My mom had to stand up and videotape
it. Well, she did, which was nothing less than hysterical.
And that was before the dunk. Oh, my God.
So this dude had a highlight block and an all-time playoff dunk in the same series.
Oh. Yeah, man.
In the same game.
It's Wimby and Ant.
It is.
Those are the top two moving forward.
I would have at the beginning of the year kind of calmed down on the Wimby stuff.
I see it.
Nah, it is. Like the way he conducts himself, like it's not just his game, it's not an overhype. Like he's it. Like the future of the league is here.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's here. And so are we, and so is Kyle Mattson. We've got a ton of NBA talk ahead.
To cook your boy, but luckily I got a platform to talk about it. It was trying to cook your boy.
Well, all right. Well, at least you didn't tweet what Matt tweeted.
Well,
love you, Matt George. We always got your back, Matt George, no matter how many old tweets they dig up. We got you, brother. We will talk with Kyle Madsen. We'll talk 49ers football. We'll talk Raiders football. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk Sacramento Kings. We'll talk some things that we were talking about last night on Sports Sunday that I want to dive into. Much more ahead. It's Stephen McCasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino, right here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kyle is so uncomfortable.
Have you met my parents?
Kyle is so uncomfortable with the level of silence that just hit the response to that last question.
Well, I was going to say something, but then I was waiting for the...
Your parents are delightful.
Right.
They're wonderful.
Do they seem like, yeah, we're going to watch Martin with our children?
Well, you've gone back and watched shows. Mm. As an adult.
Kinda. Not really.
The thing I was thinking, though, is if we told Kyle, because normally he'd be like, nah, man, you got to go watch this. If we told Kyle in 2024, go back and watch Martin, you think he'd find it funny?
Nah. It's not. Like,
Well, don't say that.
But it's more funny. Like, Martin, especially in that era, he's such like an over actor. Like, it's over... Like his mannerisms, his what up? Like that doesn't work. Like it, I think you appreciate it more if you lived in the time and you you remember that.
Right.
Like watching it now for the first time, I don't know how it would register.
I do wonder if Kyle watched it, would he just kind of sit there?
I don't. Yeah.
Is it streaming somewhere?
Yeah. It's on Max,
for sure. Yeah.
I'll watch some episodes before Friday.
Okay.
And I'll give you a review.
Hey,
okay.
Leezy, I did not watch Friends.
Yeah, I've seen Friends.
You don't strike me as a Friends.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Basketball season's almost over. I can tap into the office now. It's that time.
Okay, there you go. Bro.
It is that time. I was going to tap in over the weekend, but I'm waiting for Jesse to get back.
Whatever you say, dude. Whatever you say.
Maybe that's right. What's the first first three seasons. Nah, we'll say 2.5.
I mean, it's Senator Martin's a radio show host, which always helps. Like that's fun. What's the Blackish show you've seen? Is it Blackish?
Oh boy, I don't want to answer this. Boy, this is going to be embarrassing no matter what I say. Does Fresh Prince count?
Yeah.
Okay, Fresh Prince.
Okay. All right. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
You ever watched?
That was
never stumbled across. Never stumbled across Good Times.
Does The Wire count?
I wouldn't call The Wire a black
show.
Okay.
It's just the show.
Executives definitely called it a black show.
Right.
Except for season two.
Yeah. Well.
Now, and people say that. I went back and watched, during the pandemic. Season two was actually better.
It wasn't as bad as people.
It made a little sense. It laid some groundwork, too.
You're right. Like, it's not, but it still is what it is.
No,
like, it was to
right.
introduce a lighter complexion. Some characters that other people could relate to.
Yeah, right.
That's what it was. Yeah. But the actual story of the season, there was nothing wrong with it.
Well, that's what.
And you're right. It played out over the upcoming years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's what when I, because I had never watched it until pretty recently, the last couple of years. And when I told people I was watching, they were like, awesome. Just fast forward through season two. I was like, no, I'm going to watch all the episodes. And then as you're going along, it's like, okay, it's different for sure, but I don't hate this.
Yeah,
it's not terrible television or anything.
No.
I actually...
Fresh Prince, I think, is the answer. Better.
You, we'll get off of TV shows, but you you think he like My Wife and Kids?
Yeah.
Used to be on...
I was really
young when that show was on, but I remember it being on.
Did you ever see In Living Color?
Yes.
That one wouldn't hit the same.
In Living Color is hilarious.
I disagree.
Nah. In Living Color is hilarious.
I think it would be more like Martin.
Oh, I strongly disagree.
No.
I think it would stay. Now, there might be things you don't understand, though. So maybe you're right, because you might not get why Arsenio Hall has a finger that's like this long,
yes.
Or you might not get the Mike Tyson three champs and a baby reference.
Yeah.
But like Men on Football today?
Nah, bro, come on. Nah, it's hilarious, bro. It's hilarious.
I don't even think I fully understood that bit when I was 10 years old.
Same. Nah, it's hilarious. And then the other one that's hilarious, there's no way you could do it nowadays, but it is, it's funny.
What?
Funny. Yeah, what Damon Wayans would do. Handyman.
Yeah. Was that his name, Handyman? Yo, Blank Man was the movie. Handyman was the character. Yeah. Handyman's crazy.
When he would go and like to go help and he just tip over the window.
You can't repeat a single line from any of those sketches. Oh yeah, that's a tough one.
Handyman is hilarious.
I guarantee you that show would like you watched it today, it'd still be funny.
I think it would be like Martin.
I don't think it streams anywhere because of the music.
Mm.
I don't know that for sure, but I remember one day watching episodes on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, you had to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, to watch it on YouTube because I don't think it's anywhere.
So my folks have or had the DVDs of In Living Color, and that's how I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
When Jim Carrey first came on the screen,
mm-hmm.
I fell off the couch.
Of course.
I had no idea.
Jim Carrey.
I didn't know he was in it.
And he was.
He got his start. I had no clue
that he was in that show.
He was crazy. Vera DiMarlo. Vera DiMarlo's wild.
I just got to come over here and let grind. I'm ready to do that.
Check out my biceps. There's so much good stuff. I think you're wrong. That show would hit.
It is, but we also were there. I think it would be like Martin. There are funny points of Martin that transcend, but there's other that you go back and you be like, that's not that funny. Men on Film.
I told you I was watching
Men on Film,
it
so funny.
In Atlanta.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, when we're supposed to go out.
Right. I just fell asleep watching Martin reruns.
Hilarious.
Incredible.
If you told me to pick a person I know who, instead of going out, fell asleep watching Martin reruns, I would have gotten it right.
Okay, thank you.
Even if he stayed up, the wife was done.
I ever stopped drinking and felt myself get progressively drunker. It was the strangest sensation in history. We're drinking in the hot, humid weather the whole day. Jazz gets in the car. She's fine. She's sober. She's driving. And she's driving back to the hotel. I'm like, oh. Hey, I'm gonna grab something to eat right here. Hey, hit me when you're ready to go out. Because, of course, we had grand plans of going to an establishment.
Yeah, you know.
Of course.
And then I'm like showered and like, oh, I ain't gonna make it. Something's off. KC calls, hey, we're not going to that establishment, but we're going to get some wings. Oh, y'all go ahead. I'm flying out at 5 in the morning. Y'all go ahead. And
that was the other thing. You were flying out first thing in the morning. We were there the whole rest of the Sunday.
Yeah.
And then got stuck in Arizona.
Well.
Kind of like KD.
Well, KD is next chapters in Sacramento. That's what I heard. KD's ready to come. I haven't talked to him.
Hey, well, you know, it's out there. The tweet is out there.
That's just the conversation
people
here.
People are saying?
ESPN hallways is that.
Would you trade Keegan for KD?
Who?
Keegan.
No.
Now look.
They can't have Herter and Barnes.
I put it out there. Somebody responds. He's 36, getting worse, and will cost all the picks and Keegan Murray. No, thank you.
That's one thing that I love that KC does is he will tweet something that is specifically for the people who listen to this show and no one else. Knowing people who don't listen to this show will see it. Oh, it's terrific.
That's somebody terrific. Else?
Okay.
We're going up, baby.
This is, Trista, we made it. We did it. How'd the 49ers do this weekend?
Hang on, I'm quoting Kenny Sweet.
Oh, there you go. Everybody
get it out there,
everybody
baby.
Get King KC.
2024, baby.
I can't even find. I'm out. I can't find it.
I'm out.
Hey, why?
Oh, there it is. It's right at the top. You don't have a pinned tweet like a weirdo.
I don't have a pin.
I don't. Why is Dr. David throwing the smoke at me?
Wait, let me see what's going on here.
Dr. David threw the smoke at me.
Oh, yeah, that's accurate.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. Bruh. That's not accurate?
No, there's. Stop. Oh, that was a little excessive on Dr. I don't need. I thought we were making fun of you. I don't know how I got dragged into this.
Because I'm not the rich one.
Stop it. Jason Jones replies, Kevin Dunn, ? That's a joke just for wrestling fans. Nobody else. That's a joke specifically for wrestling fans.
Love wrestling.
Okay. Oh, why do nudes in my profile respond? They respond to every tweet. This is on your tweet. These are people who follow King KC.
I don't know what they.
It literally replied hot ass in bio.
Respond. I need that on my board.
Hey, they ain't following me, man. Well, they might follow. I don't know. I don't follow back. I don't know about that.
They respond to every sports tweet out there.
They really do to the sports tweet.
I love that you put, hey, the streets are telling me. That's so good. So good.
That's the guru move.
Hey,
he'd say something and Steiny'd go, Where'd you hear that?
The streets,
yeah. Baby, the streets be talking.
What I've learned is you don't have to quantify anything when you say the streets.
No, people are just like, oh damn.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
the
word.
Streets be talking.
I know he's making that, and I would be in the other room like, oh wow, you heard that. Oh man, maybe there's something to it then.
Hey, no, bro, the streets is talking. I do, man. When I say the streets are talking. I got my young boys out there.
You got
my ear to the street.
Ear to the street.
I don't. You can't say that. That sounded weird.
Well, I'm. They're.
I put that on your soundboard.
They're younger than me. They're like in their 20s. So you know, I got to know what's going on. You know, with the young demo.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the young homies. They let me know what's going on.
Well, clearly you weren't paying attention to our latest KSFM ratings. We need to be talking to the 60-year-olds.
Hey, that's crazy.
We're hot in these 60-year-old streets over on KSFM, baby.
They love us.
They love us.
At Shady Shoals Retirement Home.
Yeah, man, on lock.
Maybe reminiscing about
thank you for being
ships.
A friend. Oh, well, that's the shoot.
They've got hip-hop cardio with KSFM.
Oh, yeah.
Every day at 4.
Yep. Can't wait for that 420 hit of the day.
We got a good thing.
Hit that double time.
No, I can't see you again.
Yep. All right, let's try this again.
It was fine.
Thank you for that. For those that missed the question, did the 49ers have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
That's the thing. I'm not going to – I saw somebody say they had a terrible draft. A, you don't know that. Well, you don't know if any of these players are good NFL players. I'm not going to say they had a great draft because I don't know if any of the players are good NFL players. But from a process perspective of adding players who could conceivably contribute some this year and then step into starting roles where you can draw lines between this player who is in the last year of their deal and probably gone, there is a direct replacement here, theoretically, if that player is good at football.
Right.
There is a theoretical replacement here. And that's what I thought they had to do, and they did it. Did they pick every player that I'd ever heard of? No. But for the most part, I think they did a nice job.
And you are a draft guy. Like we talk about, like we're not, McShay and Kiper over here, but you because of what you do with Niners Wire, and you're a professional and you cover this team very in-depthly, you were pretty into, you know, where the 49ers were picking guys that should be around there, and even some of the
surprise.
Yeah,
for the most part.
But they were active. It felt like, is it unfair to say quantity was the name of the game in this draft? Because they did a lot of maneuvering and acquired some more picks along the way.
Yeah, I think so. They actually wound up picking fewer times than they were slated to. And they had 9 players in the class, and they went in with 10 picks. But to your point, it wasn't upside that they were looking for necessarily, I think. And they were just looking for, hey, this guy's played a ton of football. We have a really good sample of what this guy is capable of doing, and we think he fits this roster in X way. And I think that's a fine strategy. You look at what they did with the Chiefs in the second round. They trade back one spot. The Chiefs go up one spot. They move up. They basically went from 63 to 64. They traded a 6th round pick to acquire a 5th. And then they used that 5th to package with their other 5th to move up into the 4th round to 129, where they drafted Isaac Garrendo, the running back. And so if that's how you're going to move around the board, if you're identifying players that you think can contribute for you, then yeah, I think that's kind of the way to do it. I was listening to a podcast where it's not a Niners podcast, just a general like NFL mm-hmm. podcast. And they're like, if you're the Niners, how do you give the Chiefs Kingsley Suamataya? They just beat you in the Super Bowl and they need a tackle and you trade it out so they could take this tackle. How could you do that? It's like, because the Niners clearly think that Kingsley Suamataya is not that good of a player and he's not going to be that helpful for the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is. Their evaluation of Kingsley Suamataya was, hey, he's not that good. Or else they would have taken him. They needed a tackle.
Yeah.
So they went, yeah, he's not that good. Oh, if the Chiefs want him, yeah, we'll take a pick so you can move back a spot. Sure, you can have him.
I don't know if it was the same situation or it might have been talking about another team, but Bill Belichick on McAfee's, somebody asked the same thing, like, why would you help out this team or whatever? And I agree with Bill on this one. He's like, you can't really get caught up in all that. The first and foremost has got to be your team.
Yes.
And what decision you make, whether it's a trade, draft pick, whatever, is that best for your team?
Mm-hmm.
And if that means trading with the Chiefs or somebody like that or a rival, then you got to do that. I think we saw the Eagles and the 49ers make a deal in this draft.
Yeah.
You know, for draft picks. So I'm more aligned with that in those draft situations. You got to do what's best for your team. Now, on the open trade market, like,
sure,
you know, that's a little different.
Yeah.
I'm not trading somebody to Philly or something like that if I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But in the draft scenario, with so many, you know, up and down, you know, prospects and stuff like that and possibilities, I can't get caught up in all that.
Yeah, and if you're moving back to basically move up from the late 6th round to the late 5th round, and you're moving back one spot to get the player you were going to get anyway, like, that's good business.
I think so.
I don't have a problem with how they operated.
Any singular players stand out over the course of the 3 days?
The more I watched and the more I like Malik Mustafa, the safety they took from Wake Forest with the 124th pick. He is a football player, man.
It's a high-end name, too.
It's a really, really good name. Yeah. I've heard Malik means king.
I've heard that. Would that mean King Mustafa? Because that would go a long way this December.
Now we cook and put it on
new,
a shirt.
When the new Lion King comes out.
I don't know if we can, but put it on a shirt.
Well, probably not.
You got to make sure he's good at football
first. You probably get in a lot of trouble if you put that on a shirt.
Would you?
I'd imagine Disney would come for you, yeah. They'd come looking for you.
You get a couple.
Not if you don't put their cartoon lion on it.
Yeah.
They'll find a way. I feel like
they would.
If it was Mufasa specifically, but Mustafa, it's far enough apart. We'll talk about it. We'll get the lawyers involved. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Hey, Odyssey.
What are your thoughts on going to war with Disney?
All in.
He's just, I think, for what they want to do defensively, I think he's a really good high-impact player. I don't think he's going to generate a ton of turnovers, but I think you're talking about a player who's going to come up with a lot of tackles for loss. Like, he's athletic enough to cover in that kind of short area. whether it's a tight end, a running back, a receiver, run with him for a little bit. And he just hits. He's a really good tackler. And I think he's just a really, really quality football player.
Tell me what you think about this. The what I felt throughout the whole draft process, and it's just a feeling, maybe everybody's doing it, but it felt like, you know, between Slick Rick, between the running back in Louisville, who I was very proud of because I was out there picking weeds Saturday morning, and then I was in my backyard, and I was thinking, like, man, the Niners, okay, I see what they're doing. You know, if I was them, like, I'd probably get a running back. I like Elijah Mitchell, but he's always hurt. I can't depend on McCaffrey to be healthy again for a full season, so I'd probably draft a running back. And like 5 minutes later, I went to my phone, and they draft a running back. It feels like I could be a GM now. But
I love that Kyle won't let the bit die either. He's going to draft a running back.
He's going to figure it out.
At this point, he's just doing it for clicks.
Right. It's almost. So here's what, going into 2019, because 2018 they had a bunch of injuries. And they had a bunch of injuries in 17. Going into 19, they did not change anything with their health staff because they more or less were like, I might have my years one off. But basically, they went into a season going, we're due to have good health. We're just due to be healthy. So we're just going to kind of chalk it up to bad luck. And then they ended up being unhealthy again, and they changed their strength and conditioning staff and everything. It feels like that's what he's doing with running backs. It feels like that's what he's doing with running backs. Every running back they've taken before the sixth round has been god-awful and has not lasted more than two seasons with the team.
It's crazy.
Joe Williams didn't play a regular season snap. Trey Sermon was a disaster. Ty Davis Price was on the practice squad for year two. Just a mess. He's like, it can't happen again. These 2 fifth-round picks are going to the fourth. Give us this guy who missed 23 games in college, mind you, because of 3 different injuries.
That's not a good sign. Although,
I mean, come on.
Although, I'm not against it. Just keep taking running backs. You'll find one eventually. I don't know. Take these running backs in the third, fourth round. I don't care. Keep doing it. You'll find one eventually. But what I thought about with the whole draft is it felt like there was an emphasis on speed.
Athleticism in general.
Yeah, they're trying to get faster. They're trying to get a little bit more explosive as opposed to they're not – maybe they are this – more of a station team is what they are right
sure,
now.
Sure.
And I don't know, maybe that's just the untrained eye that saw that, but what did you think there was an emphasis on more team speed?
Yeah, so there's something called relative athletic score, the RAS, and it takes into account all your 40, your 20-yard split, your 10-yard split, your broad jump, like all the metrics, and it combines it into one number. All of their guys, or 7 of their 9 guys, are like above a 9 in RAS, which goes up to 10. And I was wondering when Adam Peters went to the Commanders, I wonder how they're going to draft differently, if they draft differently, or if this is just a Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, this is exactly what you're looking for, go find us these type of players. But no, based on this year, that was atypical, for sure. It's not like they've taken bad athletes, but it looked like there was really an emphasis on college playing time and experience and high RAS scores. And I think that might be something that we just kind of see moving forward with this new front office this kind of changed front office, new top of the front office. I think we might see that bear itself out over the next few drafts where that's just kind of the player they start looking for.
Oh, boy, he's about to be explosive. Stop playing with us. Let's go.
Was that
track speed?
Was that a first? Oh, good. They're the Raiders. That's great. Was that a first? That type of approach? Is this new for the 49ers?
Yeah, I think so. At least it seems like it. They've not had a draft like this.
Or is it just more glaring?
Maybe a little of both. I think this draft specifically, they set out to find guys who bridge that gap of really, really good athlete, ton of playing time, and then, you know, good character. There's you know, whatever they look for in a player as a person. And so I think that's kind of really what they targeted, with maybe more of an emphasis on that athleticism than they had in the past.
You know, a guy that I like as well, that I don't know, I just watched some film and I like what I see from the film, and I think I could envision him being a ball player in Kyle's system, is Jacob Cowing. I'm just I don't know where he fits in, like,
I don't either,
on the depth chart and all this other stuff. But if I could see him, I could see him playing his way into the rotation and just being a guy that knows how to get open in that system and is one of those explosive guys.
So there's two things. So he's a little bit small. He was listed at 5'11 in college, measured in at 5'8.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
At the combine. So he's like 5'8, a buck 68. Like, that's a really limited, he's going to play in the slot. Mm-hmm. Very likely that's where he's going to be in this Niners offense. There's two things I really like about him. One, he's a 4.38 40 guy, and it shows on the field, like his speed shows on the field. But he's not just he's going to run past everybody and be faster than everyone. Like, no, he gets open. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets open on crossers, and he routes guys up at the top of a route to you know, stop and turn around and create space. But then he does this thing in the middle of the field that I think is super important. It's something that Travis Kelce is, like, elite at. Not saying
– signed a two-year extension, by the way.
Not saying Jacob Cowing is that, but it's something that, if you want an example, go watch Travis Kelce do it. It's when you turn your back to the defender and then catch it and then have that feel for where that defender is at and spinning away from them. Mm-hmm. He is so good at that. And then he has that acceleration to kind of get up to top speed really quickly after making a guy miss. So I'm with you. He's a little bit small. I don't know where he fits in the grand scheme of Ayuk and Debo and Pearsall and Juwan Jennings down the road.
They legit got like 7 wide receivers.
Yeah, they
that I think, like, I'm not even talking about the Danny Grays, who
he's gone.
Is yeah, he stinks. But I'm talking, they got obviously Ayuk, Debo, Juwan, Pearsall, now Cowing, Ronnie Bell.
I think Ronnie Bell's not here.
You think so?
Yeah.
I liked Ronnie Bell.
The fact he couldn't get on the field more than he did last year or be more productive when he was on the field is not a good sign. Mm. And the fact he can't return kicks, apparently.
Yeah, well, that was scary.
That's tough.
Kyle Madsen, working overtime with us here. You can catch him on the Insiders Monday through Friday.
Oh, they got T.O.'s son, too.
Tariq Owens, watch out.
Let's go.
T.O. 2?
T.O. 2. Yeah.
Just asking.
I like that.
T.O.O.?
T.O. 2.
Okay. Well,
T.W.O.?
All right. It's Kyle Madsen. More of that on the Insiders Monday through Friday.
Oh, don't advertise that. Oh, boy.
We'll come back. We'll get back into basketball. Scott Cobranson is going to join us to talk about the Raiders side of things. James Hamm, final hour of the show. We're just getting started. It's Steve Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Back to D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, live all around the world on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, man. I got pissed off yesterday.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you already know. There's one thing you don't want to do is piss me off.
That's K-E-double-N.
Piss me off. Went to go see Kung Fu Panda 4 with the family.
The fourth one of those?
Yeah. I had never seen any of the Kung Fu Pandas. It was a good movie. That's not what pissed me off.
I saw the first one. I don't know how Kung Fu Panda 4 could piss you off, but...
No, the Kung Fu Panda 4 did not piss me off.
Okay.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. It's fine. It's not no Lego Ninjago or Zootopia or something like that, but it's a good movie.
Okay.
But during the previews, they had a preview for this movie that's coming out about a robot that's in the forest and basically just adapts to his surroundings. And it was like supposed to be this cute, I don't know if it's Disney, but this cute DreamWorks Disney. Oh, look at the possibilities of what could happen with life and all. And I'm like, you idiots. This is not cute. This is not a good thing. Like the robot's out there, he's lost and all this other stuff. Then he starts roaming around like a bobcat. Then he learns how to, you know, be strong and flex like a bear. Then he learns how to be like a deer. And then, oh, the things are limitless in life. And, your imagination. You jackasses. This is not a good thing. Why am I the only one in this world?
Wait a second. Is this a movie or like this is a real?
It's a movie. It's a cartoon movie.
Oh, because I just found an article that says Atlas Robot can hike through the forest on two legs.
I've been telling you guys about this for 3 years, man. For 3 years. And these little idiot scientists just, look at what technology could do. And this is just awesome. No, I hope they come after you first. I hope they turn on you first.
These guys are
idiots.
Is it perhaps called the Wild Robot?
I don't know. I don't even know when it comes out. I was so disgusted.
Universal Pictures,
it.
The Wild Robot.
Let me see the picture.
This fits. Oh, this, okay. This fits what you might be. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
That's it. That piece of crap.
Well, wait a minute.
It's disgusting.
Well, this looks like a fun little why.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, you're on the list now, too. Go after this guy, too. None of this is fun. None of it.
Well, this is just amazing. The things we could do with technology nowadays is just amazing, and we're pushing the envelope, and it's just the beginning. You jackass, get him first. Get him first.
Who are you pointing at?
The fictitious scientist that created all this nonsense.
Well, I agree. Some scientists deserve to have their ass kicked, but let's also... You know,
I got so pissed off.
What's Dolan's thing? The sphere.
Mm-hmm.
So the last trip to Vegas, which, you know, got a little messy because we didn't have the, you know, the centerpiece of our show there. Mm. Like, well, we got time to fill. There's the spheres there. They have shows there. One of them is it shows like nature, right? Mm. Inside. And it's like this.
Nothing on the stage. It's just you in the
area. Yeah, right, right, yeah.
Got you.
And it was like, tickets are kind of expensive, but I guess it would be cool to get a chance to be at the sphere, like whatever. So do you know what happens when you first walk into the sphere?
No.
You're greeted. This is a shoot. I'm dead serious. You're greeted by robots. I'm dead serious. Oh, when you look up and I can't remember what the name of this show is called. But I love that I was watching the Wild Robot trailer and it's now leading me to Matt George's Locked On Kings podcast about Malik Monk. It knows my viewing habits. Yeah, you could, because I was like, the show's only an hour, but like it tells you to be there for 2 hours. What are you doing for the other hour?
you're interacting with robots. I was like, no, I'm cool.
What?
I don't need to go to this.
The hell?
Yeah, that's at the Sphere.
Hey, man, that's ridiculous. And I want it to be known right now. I want to be on record. I'm letting all the robots know. I'm with y'all. When you guys start taking over, don't kill me. I'm with you guys. I'm with you guys. I think it's the human's fault that they did all this. You guys, don't go killing me. Don't go turning on me. I'm with you because you guys are going to win in this situation.
You got to understand, we're years away from the robots turning on us. Like, it's like a good heel turn. They have to build themselves up as the baby face first, right? They're going to gain your trust. They're going to, like, save a family from a burning building. Like, they're going to cook food and deliver it to the hungry. They're going to like, it's going to be this total, you know, baby face run.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're years away from the robots turning heel. Years.
I want to be here for a long time. I hope I'm long gone before that happens. And I pray for my kids. I'm going to teach my kids. Just be on their side.
Yeah, man. Ryan might still be here when the robots turn heel. That's the tough part.
My baby.
Ryan,
man,
yeah.
My baby.
She's going to have to learn to survive.
Just link up with them. Link up with them. I'm telling you. And then it's going to be crazy when there's just a
battle.
Just
walk up to the robot and raise one hand, one finger in the
air.
Well,
look.
That's all you got to do.
This is what I also think about. Who you got in a fight? The robots or the aliens?
Man, I don't know if the robots have been programmed to defeat the aliens yet.
I think the aliens might get them.
I think the aliens might get them too.
Because that's what it's going to come down to. Like we talk, it's like a good.
Could Will Smith fix this?
Well, he just punches aliens. He does.
Yeah,
he
but
he
has experience with both of them. He has the Independence Day experience and the iRobot experience. Like he has.
The guy just punched the alien and knocked him out. All right, Will.
Well, that's Muhammad Ali right there. That's Muhammad Ali. I mean, isn't that what Chris Rock said? I just got bitch slapped by Muhammad Ali. No? I don't know.
Oh, man. But yeah, that pissed me off. You saw the trailer, and they're like, oh, it's so beautiful, and oh, look at the colors. Stop. Stop promoting this nonsense. This is nothing. There's nothing cute about any of this.
Well, did you hate WALL-E, too?
I didn't see WALL-E. I know the movie you're talking about. I didn't see it.
Did you ever see Short Circuit from the 80s? Johnny Five?
No, I saw Big Hero 6, though. I did like Big Hero 6.
It's very different movies, but okay.
Big Hero 6 was a good movie. I did like
Big
that.
Hero 6 was charming.
Yeah.
It was charming. All right, well, I'm sorry you had a bad weekend.
Well, no, the weekend
or
was great.
Or a bad
great.
Moment.
It was just,
or,
it just, you know. That preview pissed me off.
Okay.
They think it's so cute. No, it's not.
You know, this has been around for a long time, right?
What?
Like, Johnny Five was a robot. That was the 80s. Well, what's our girl's name from Small Wonder?
Evie, I think. Or no, Evie might have
no,
been.
No, Evie's out of this world.
What was our girl's name from Small
it's
Wonder?
It's Small Wonder, right? That was the name of the show?
She's a small wonder.
Yeah, she was a robot.
Is it
Vicky?
It is Vicky, I think. Yeah, I think it is Vicky. That's good.
And
knowledge.
And Vicky like stood for something.
Yeah.
Where's Vicky?
It stood for like a
it
number,
is Vicky.
Right?
Tiffany Brissett, she played Vicky, which was short for voice input. Okay, I don't know what that is. And it sounds inappropriate to read out loud. But yeah, Vicky
was
the Small Wonder robot.
That was my show, though. I did like that show. I did like that show. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Small Wonder was fire. Is there anyone famous from this show? Like, what did Vicky do after Small Wonder? Tiffany.
What did she do? Remember when Punky Brewster was on Saved by the Bell? She was like, well, she's probably older than this, but she was supposed to be like 17, 18 years old.
Was she on for like an episode?
Yeah, just one episode. She was like, she was taking advantage of Screech, I think.
So she did
Punky Brewster now?
She did a few. Well, they brought Punky Brewster back recently for one of the streaming services.
Really?
Yeah. Like she was heading up like a orphanage or something. Soleil
Moon
Frye.
The lady who played Punky Brewster was heading up an orphanage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Punky, let's see. Yeah, oh yeah, she's done a lot. She's done a lot more than Vicky has.
Well,
she did a lot of voice work. But I'm pretty sure there's her. She was Robin on Screech's Spaghetti Sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
That was the name of the episode. And Punky Brewster came back for 10 episodes in 2021. She's been she's been in all of the Bratz video games. So yeah, she stay working.
Yeah, she's paid.
Yeah, man. She stay working.
She good.
47 years old, Punky Brewster is.
Oh, she's still young and vibrant.
Uh-oh, I'm in a Punky Brewster rabbit hole. Stand by.
Oh, I do remember. So I'm looking at, I remember they brought this back. I do remember that. Because I was like, look at Punky Brewster.
Let's see if we can get this thing back on track here, because this has been a wild, it's been a really interesting hour. Scott Gobranson's listening, just preparing his cancel tweet. Let's get our man TC in here, 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
We good, man. How you doing, bro?
Oh, man, just vibing. Just vibing, man, you know. Before we get started, look, hey, we're going to talk Kings and Niners, though, but just a quick note on the Niners. As of right now, bro, I'm a fallback. I'm not giving them the credit and all that, Kyle and John. I'm a just fallback, bro, because I like what they did with the draft. Everybody asked for the right receiver, the DB, the safety, the O-line. Bro, they touched all that in the draft. And I believe we got some hidden gems, bro, and some dogs in those draft picks we got. At first, I was like Slick Rick, and then I seen the offensive tackles, the running back, even the UDA, the dude from Missouri. He's a dog. I watched a few games of him, bro. Yeah. So
people were excited about him.
So, you know, so D-Lo and Kenny, I said all that to say, look, I'm going to fall back on Kyle and John for right now. I'm not going to do too much. I like what they did, bro, and I'm going to see how it panned out. Okay. I'm going to get that to y'all. The Kings, listen, bro, in my opinion, Monty's going to strike big, bro, and for some reason, I feel like it's either going to be one of these names, dog. Y'all see me in the chat. It's either going to be Paul George or Zach LaVine. Everybody want a big name? That's one of the big names we're going to get, in my opinion, bro. That's what I got, D-Lo. What you think?
Well, I think those are two very, very different names. And I'm not – this is I'm just not shade. I think Zach LaVine's a fine player. Zach LaVine and Paul George are not on the same tier of players. And not in my opinion.
I don't know. I don't think so. They are not in the same tier of players.
I feel like you're having two completely different conversations.
Yeah.
You are throwing everything at becoming a potential title contender by going after Paul George.
Yeah.
You're hoping to improve as a basketball team by landing Zach LaVine. Not the same thing. Now, it could pay off. The Zach LaVine thing could pay off. I feel, of course, both of them are, you know, you need things to go right for you. Paul George is an upper echelon player. I'm so glad that he had the game that we talked about narratives, and you talked about this. I think it was on this show because we were going to do some stuff on Sports Sunday that didn't really materialize.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.